And a happy Tuesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
It is the 15th day of the 7th month of 2025 at 196 in, 169 left to go. 48 days until Labor Day. 108 until Halloween.
Oh.
110 until daylight saving time ends, and fall falls in 69 days. Today is otherwise known as Major League Baseball All-Star Day.
Oh, wow. That's a big game.
All-Star game is tomorrow. Last year it was here. I have no idea. We have more of that continuing coverage on the show as we go.
So today's the day and tomorrow's the game?
More continuing coverage as the show goes on. This is where we come for our sports updates.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. It is National Gummy Worm Day.
Yes, please.
They do not float. It is Orange Chicken Day.
Ooh, yummy.
All right. I'm questioning the buoyancy. It is Plastic Surgery Day. So if you can, smile.
Girls Gone Wild.
It is National Give Something Away Day.
You give and you give and you give.
It is Tapioca Pudding Day.
My mom used to call that fish eyes.
Well, that's... That's certainly.
I've never had it because of
alluring.
That.
It's going to convince all the kids at the table to eat tapioca. And I don't know, does it float? I don't know. And it's National, here you go. It's Dork Day. So,
Ken Buckner.
All falls on the same.
Happy birthday.
On this date in history, such notable things happen. 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte surrenders.
As you should.
And, a lot of French milestones in the last week. What's up with that?
Mickey.
On this date in 1876, St. Louis, Washington, Bradley pitched baseball's first no-hitter.
Was that the All-Star game?
Sure.
It was in St. Louis.
1885, Niagara Falls opens up. I think it may have been there.
Yeah.
On this date in 1968... One Life to Live premiered.
Makes sense. Oh, wait, that was a different show.
This theme music isn't even the One Life to Live.
I was going to say, this is Days of Our Lives, isn't
it? I don't know. I know it's soap opera stuff.
Sands Through the Hourglass.
I have it labeled soap opera. That's what it is in my world. That's all it matters. 1988, Die Hard released in theaters. It is a Christmas movie. 1996, Prince Charles and Princess Di signed their divorce papers.
Beat it.
And now Prince Charles is coming to the White House for dinner.
Oh.
We got that detail coming up on the way. It's not sports.
Are you buying that dinner too?
It's not sports, but we do have that coming up. Happy birthdays to MSNBC. It launched on this date in 1996. Nobody knows why it's still there. 2006, Twitter launched, and that's still there. And on this date, 10 years ago, the first Amazon Prime Day happened. And Game of Thrones was the hottest thing on television.
Yeah. The Stallion.
Happy birthday. It's Mac McAnally of the Coral Reefer Band right there. He's greatness. He has a fine head of hair, too. Elsewhere, Tuesday birthday cakes. Young Sheldon's Ian Armitage, 17. I'm just going to read them all because I'm always fascinated if there's anybody new. Because you always want to share a birthday with somebody really cool.
Yeah.
The best every year I get is, we'll get to it. Chicago Fire's Taylor Kinney, 44.
Okay.
All right. Diane Kruger, do I know who that is? 69. Gabriel Iglesias, 49.
Comic?
Fluffy.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Brian Austin Green, 90210, is 52. I think a better name.
David, right?
Yeah. Whatever.
David.
Eddie Griffin, 57. Jason Bonham, 59. Brigitte Nielsen, 62. Forrest Whitaker, he's got like an Oscar, 64. Yeah. Then you got, all right. Jesse the Body Ventura, I forget.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. 74 today, the body.
And the great Linda Ronstadt is 79. There you go. It's a happy birthday for everybody.
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.